During an animal health emergency, exposure to airborne hazards such as zoonotic disease agents or chemicals may occur. A number of different respirators are available and when used correctly can provide various levels of protection. This just-in-time training presentation will overview the proper use of respirators as part of personal protective equipment during animal health emergencies. Safety concerns and considerations while wearing respirators are also addressed. A respirator is a personal protective device that is worn on the face. It covers the nose and the mouth and is specifically designed to provide respiratory protection by forming a tight seal against the wearer's skin. Respirators vary in their level of protection and efficiency to filter out airborne particles. The use of respirators may be needed for hazardous airborne particles such as dust, pathogens, gases, or vapors, or chemical splash. Let's look at the various types of respirators available. Each type protects against different hazards at different levels. The appropriate respirator chosen for use will depend on the anticipated airborne risk for the responder. It is important to select the right respirator for a specific job. Respirators can be classified as one of two types based on how they protect the user. There are air purifying respirators and air supplying respirators. The first class, air purifying respirators, or APRs, filter and remove contaminants from the air. This group includes various particulate respirators, which filter out airborne particles, and gas masks, which remove gases and vapors. Therefore, the proper cartridge, canister, or filter must be selected based on the hazardous threat. Since filter respirators only modify the ambient air, they cannot be used in oxygen-deficient situations. Air purifying particulate respirators can be further subdivided into three categories: particulate filtering facepiece respirators, elastomeric respirators, and powered air purifying respirators, also known as PAPRs. The two types of respirators most commonly used for animal health emergencies are disposable or particulate filtering facepiece respirators and reusable or elastomeric respirators. The other class of respirators, called air supplying respirators or ASRs, protect the user by supplying air from another source. Air supplying respirators can use an airline hose attached to a remote source of air, which are called supplied air respirators, or they may come equipped with their own compressed air or oxygen supply, which are then called self-contained breathing apparatuses, or SCUBAs. Both are used for high-risk environments. The SCUBA offers the greatest respiratory protection from the outside environment compared to other respirators. It is important to note that basic surgical masks are not considered respiratory protection. While a surgical mask can help block large particle droplets, splashes, sprays, or splatter that may contain viruses and bacteria from reaching the nose and mouth, they do not form a tight seal against the skin or filter very small airborne pathogens. Unlike surgical masks, respirators provide a tight seal to the face when worn properly, fit tested, and seal checked. Let's talk more about particulate filtering facepiece respirators. These are also sometimes referred to as disposable or single-use respirators, since the entire respirator is discarded when it becomes unsuitable for further use. This class of respirators offers protection against particulates only. They are made of cloth or paper and are primarily used for nuisance dusts or odors. The entire respirator facepiece is comprised of filter material. Some filtering facepiece respirators can also have an exhalation valve, which can reduce breathing resistance, reduce moisture buildup inside the respirator, and increase work tolerance and comfort for the wearer. Goggles and other eye protection would also need to be worn and should not interfere with the seal of the respirator. These respirators are also commonly referred to as N95s and are one of the most commonly used respirators. N95 refers to the filtration capability of the respirator. The NIOSH respirator approval regulation defines N95 as a filter class that removes at least 95% of airborne particles during worst-case testing using a most penetrating size particle. In most instances, a NIOSH-approved N95 filtering facepiece respirator is used to protect wearers from airborne particles, including pathogens. Filtering facepiece respirators are available in three primary filtering efficiencies: 95%, 99%, or 100%, as well as three levels of oil resistance designated by N, R, or P. The N series are not resistant to oil. N95, N99 and N100 filter at least 95%, 99%, and 99.97% of airborne particles, respectively. The R series are somewhat resistant to oil. R95, R99, and R100 filter at least 95%, 99%, and 99.97% of airborne particles. The P series are strongly resistant to oil. P95, P99, and P100 filter at least 95%, 99%, and 99.97% of airborne particles. 95% is the minimal level of filtration that will be approved by NIOSH. Elastomeric respirators are often referred to as reusable respirators, since the facepiece can be cleaned, decontaminated, and reused. However, the filter cartridges are discarded and replaced when they have become unsuitable for further use. The facepiece can be half-face masks, which cover the face from above the nose to below the chin, or full-face masks, covering the face from the hairline to below the chin. When half-face masks are used, goggles or other eye protection may also be needed to be worn to protect the eyes from exposure, but should not interfere with the seal of the respirator. Full-face respirators offer higher level of protection as it can provide a more effective seal to the face, as well as provide a level of ocular protection. Elastomeric respirators allow for adjustable protection based on the type of filter used with the respirator. Powered air purifying respirators, or PAPRs, utilize a battery-powered blower to pull air through filters that trap particulates that may be present, then moves the filtered air to the wearer's facepiece. PAPRs decrease resistance to breathing and can act as a cooling device, but the battery and pump add extra weight to the equipment. Some hooded PAPRs do not require employees to be fit tested or perform a user seal check, but do require medical clearance and training in order to be used. The batteries used with PAPRs need to be used properly to be sure they last long enough to protect the wearer of the respirator. Several different types of batteries and chargers are available depending on the manufacturer of the PAPR and how long they will be used. Powered air purifying respirators are generally the appropriate type of respiratory protection for highly zoonotic risk levels of infectious agents. Self-contained breathing apparatus respirators are air supplying respirators. They are used for high-risk environments or when respiratory hazards are unknown. Scubas come equipped with their own air supply to a full face piece to allow for use in very high-risk environments. The scuba offers the greatest protection from the outside environment compared to other respirators. Scuba respirators cannot be used in high-risk environments for as long as PAPRs, since the air supply is limited to the size of the tank, but are required to have a minimum use of 30 minutes. Persons using scuba respirators are required to have a follow-up medical examination in addition to the original medical examination for general respirator use. Scubas are not typically needed for animal health emergency situations. Next, we'll look at specific respirator usage requirements and safety considerations. When selecting a respirator, you must know the type of hazard involved, as well as the identity and concentration of the contaminant. Additionally, consideration must be given to the degree of protection provided by each type of respirator, as well as the anticipated activity of the person wearing the respirator. Time constraints may also be a factor. Respirators are available in different types and sizes. Ensure you have selected the correct type and size of respirator for which you have been fit tested. Never replace with a different size or type of respirator. Safety and health standards for respirator use are established by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH. Personnel must use respirators in conjunction with the OSHA Comprehensive Respiratory Protection Program standards, which can be found on the OSHA website. A written respiratory protection program with procedures specific to the response should be completed. Additionally, all respirators must be approved by NIOSH and are thoroughly evaluated and tested by NIOSH to meet strict federal safety requirements. The website knowitsnios.gov contains additional information regarding respirators, their use, and other issues, as well as a listing of NIOSH-approved respirators. This illustration shows an example of the exterior markings found on a NIOSH-approved filtering facepiece respirator. All NIOSH-approved filtering facepiece respirators are marked with the manufacturer's name, the part number, the level of protection provided by the filter, such as N95 or P100, and the word NIOSH. Some filtering facepiece respirators approved by NIOSH may also have a NIOSH approval number designated by ITC, which stands for Testing and Certification, as an additional identification marking. This information is printed either on the face, exhalation valve, if one exists, or head straps. The lot number or date of manufacture may appear on the respirator or may be located on the packaging. Counterfeit or modified respirators, such as those covered with fabric or design, do exist. These non-approved respirators, if worn, can compromise safety of the wearer. It is important to verify the approval of the NIOSH TC number before wearing any respirator. This can be done on the NIOSH website. For a respirator to work properly, it needs to be fitted to the wearer using a fit test, and then it needs to be seal checked against the face. Respirators come in various sizes and must be individually selected to fit the user's face and provide a tight seal. A proper seal between the user's face and the respirator forces inhaled air to be pulled through the respirator's filter material and not through gaps between the face and the respirator. Fit testing and seal checks are done to ensure there are minimal harmful particles, if any, getting through the respirator to harm the wearer. This will need to be done before the wearer is allowed into the contaminated area. All respirators that rely on a mask-to-face seal need to be annually checked with either qualitative or quantitative methods to determine whether the mask provides an acceptable fit to the wearer. A seal check is completed by the user to determine if the respirator is properly seated to the face, ensuring inhalation occurs through the filter rather than around the edges of the respirator. This process may be performed differently depending on the type and model of respirator being used. The respirator wearer should be observed during a trial period to evaluate potential psychological problems such as claustrophobia. Tight-fitting air-purifying respirators can impose a physiological burden on the user. For this reason, a medical evaluation is also required prior to wearing a respirator. This involves answering a series of questions to assess your health, use of medications, and work conditions while wearing the respirator. Depending on the responses, a further workup with a physician may be necessary to assess your pulmonary function and other concerns. A chest X-ray or spirometry may be indicated. Responders who will need to wear respirators will need to receive training on the proper procedures for donning and doffing the particular respirator before being released into a contaminated area. There are a variety of health effects that can be associated with wearing respirators. Respiratory effects include added inspiration and expiration resistance, and this can lead to reduced endurance and exercise intolerance during the response. It also tends to increase the ventilation rate. Respirators may also reduce the visual field, decrease voice clarity and loudness, and decrease ability to hear. This may subsequently result in reduced productivity as well as safety. This may subsequently result in reduced productivity as well as safety issues. Inspired air can increase the risk for heat stress since warm, expired gases are being rebreathed. Respirators can also cause discomfort to the user due to pressure from the fit of the mask or allergic skin reaction. Eye irritation may occur from respirator airflow, and for individuals that are claustrophobic, psychological stress may occur while wearing respirators. All respirators must be inspected for basic function before each use. A respirator inspection must include a check of the respirator's ability to work properly, the tightness of any connections, and the condition of the various parts, such as the facepiece, head straps, valves, tubes, hoses, and any cartridges, canisters, or filters. In addition, elastomeric parts must be checked for pliability and signs of deterioration. If any parts are found to be damaged or compromised, do not use the respirator. For respirators with battery packs, be sure the battery has been charged and is ready for use. It is also important to test the airflow to make sure the respirator is working properly. If any part of the respirator is not working properly, do not use it. Follow these guidelines to ensure safe respirator usage. Do not use a respirator unless you have been formally trained and have been fit tested for the respirator you are using. Be sure the correct respirator for the job has been selected. Do not mistakenly use a particle or HEPA-filtered respirator for protection against gas or vapors. Inspect the respirator before each use. To ensure a tight fit, shave any facial hair to ensure a good seal with the face mask, and do not allow your hair or eyeglass frames to interfere with the face mask seal. Contact lenses should not be worn while wearing a respirator. While using a respirator in the field, be sure that it is working properly to filter harmful particulates and leave the contaminated area immediately if the respirator stops working or if you think there may be a defect with it. If you feel nauseous, dizzy, or ill, or have difficulty breathing, return to fresh air immediately and remove the respirator. Never remove a respirator in a contaminated environment. Once in a safe area, check to see if the canister, cartridge, or filter needs to be replaced. Cartridges and canisters must be replaced if the user notices an odor, taste, or throat irritation. Wet, damaged, or grossly contaminated cartridges or canisters must also be replaced. If using battery-operated respirators, such as PAPRs, be sure you do not work in the contaminated conditions longer than the battery will last. Check the battery periodically to make sure enough power is left to finish the job. If not, stop and get a fully charged battery from a safe area. When using scuba respirators, be sure you only work as long as the air supply will last, and do not try to test the limit. When you know the air supply is getting low, return to a safe area for a full tank. Cleaning reusable respirators is an important task to make sure the contaminants the respirator came in contact with do not spread beyond the response zone. Follow the specific cleaning guidelines outlined by the respirator's manufacturer. Be sure to clean outside surfaces of the respirator with warm water and mild detergent, not organic solvent. Never soak the entire unit in cleaning solution as it can damage the respirator. For responses involving microorganisms, a disinfectant solution should be wiped over respirator surfaces and allow the appropriate contact time. Rinse the respirator thoroughly upon completion and dry thoroughly with a lint-free cloth. Respirators need to be maintained and properly stored in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. Expiration dates need to be checked as quality and integrity of some of the materials degrade over time. Never use defective or damaged respirators and inspect and discard if any color changes, shrinking, wearing or thinning of material, stretching, rips, tears, or holes are found in respirators. For more information on the usage and safety issues associated with respirators during animal health emergency responses, consult the OSHA, NIOSH, FDA, and USDA website. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.